It's time to join our popular Latin lover as I share with him a weekend in London.
Barbara, you don't know, but I just spent the weekend in London. That has a Latin name to it, doesn't it?
Londinum.
Londinum, because the Romans actually got there. Julius
Caesar's time. The name Londi or Londinium, it's the same. And so all those English towns had Roman names there. Claudius was over there and everyone else. So that's thousands of years old.
Well, in those days, they arrived perhaps on horses or chariots, but now you travel a bit differently there.
Of course, they came across the straits there.
How would you say the channel?
Freitum is F-R-E-T-U-M, Freitum.
Freitum means channel, exactly.
Yeah, it's like the narrows.
So they crossed and went over.
Freitum, Africum or Hispanicum, you know, Gibraltar and stuff, to Freitum.
Another thing that one does in London is go to the theatre. That's not a Latin word, is it?
That's Greek.
That's
theater.
Greek, right?
That's the theatre.
But
yeah.
I went to see a musical. That's a word of Latin derivation.
Well, that's actually, it's much older. It's Greek. It might be even Sanskrit, musica.
Mm.
Yeah, the muses, you know, what came from the muses.
So musical, so dancing and singing. Dancing is not a Latin word, but ballet is, isn't it?
Ballo, balla. Well, again, it would be medieval Latin. It's not ancient Latin, but ballet is from ballare, which is, of course, in Italian and all the other languages. But in ancient Latin, it doesn't exist. We have saltare, to jump around.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.